B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start from the next Mishnah in the middle of Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, and we already saw this Mishnah mentioned on Daf Tes Amud Beis, Hidla Oleo Es Hagefen, if somebody lifted onto his Sukkah as Schach, the branches of a vine while still connected to the ground, Ves Hadlas, or the squash, bush or tree, Ves Hakisum, or ivy, V'sike Chalgaba, and he put Schach on top of this posel, schach, psula, it is posel. And this is the halacha we've already learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis, that putting a sukkah tachas or ilon under a tree is posel. And this is the psul called mechubar lekarka, schach, which is still attached to the ground, is posel. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim why it's mentioned also here when it was already mentioned on Daf Tes Amud Beis. What's the difference between sukkah tachas or ilon and hidlo aleo segefen is something discussed in the Mefarshim. Now the exact source why schach, which is mechubar lekarka, that's fixed to the ground still, is posel, is not so clear in the Gemara. We're going to learn today till the next Mishnah. We're not going to see in the Gemara an explicit source. Rashi here points to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is soon going to discuss different halachas. The halachas of Mekabel Tuma and Giduloi Min Ha'aretz, we'll soon see what those are. And Rashi here says that the same posuk that acts as a source, at least in the Maskana, the end of the Gemara, or almost the end of the Gemara, what's going to act as a source there will also act as a source here, but it's not explicit in the Gemara. The Ritva has a different idea. The Ritva wants to say that we learn Chibur Lekarka is possible because of Taseh V'loi Min Ha'osui, a concept which we're going to learn about soon. Either way, this halacha we just saw in the Mishnah is not so clear what the source is. Moving to the next halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, Vim Hoyo Sikeich Harbe mehem, if there was a lot more schach kosher than this schach posel, which is the schach that's mechubal lekarka, oy shakit tzon, or if after you put the schach that was initially attached to the ground, you then cut and sever ties between the branches and the ground, in that case kshera. Now it's not mechubal lekarka anymore, or in the case of sikei harbe mehem, it's become, so to speak, nullified in the kosher schach, and then the sukkah is kosher. So that's all to do with mechubar lekarka. Now, ze'aklal, there's another rule regarding the hechshar of the schach, kol shehu mekabel tuma. Anything that's susceptible to becoming tuma, that's food items, clothes items, utensils, etc. Ve'ein gidulei min ha'aretz, and it's not, or anything, even if it's not susceptible to becoming tuma, but it doesn't grow from the ground, that means it didn't originate from something that grows from the ground, ein masachin boy, then it's not kosher for schach. It means even animal hides that are not yet considered utensils, so they cannot become tomei, nonetheless it's not called gedulei min ha'aretz, and therefore it will not be kosher schach. V'chol dover she'einim mekabel tuma, anything that could not become tomei, v'gidulei min ha'aretz, and originally it's something that grew from the ground, mesachin boy, that's the ideal and only kosher schach. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Yosef, kameid Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting before Rav Huna. V'yosef u'ko'omar, and Rav Yosef said as follows, oy shakit tzon k'sheira, this that it says in the Mishnah, that if you put schach on the sukkah that was still attached to the ground, and if you then cut it down, it's kosher. Omar Rav, Rav Yosef says that Rav said, tzorich lenanea, it's not good enough just to cut it down, because we'll soon see why, because there's a halacha of ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, sukkah has to be made kosher, it cannot become kosher. That means when you put the schach there, when you do something with the schach, then it's got to be kosher. Over here, when you actually put the schach on, then it was not kosher because it was still attached to the ground, and just severing it from the ground is not considered doing something to the sukkah. Therefore, Rav maintained that if you're not menanea, if you don't move the schach after it's been detached from the ground, then it's posel. If, however, you still shake around the schach and you make sure to move every piece of schach that was initially attached and now has been detached, you move it around, then it's kosher, because the movement itself is considered as a gemar, as an ending, as the finality of the putting the schach there, and therefore it's not considered taseh v'loy min ha'osui, and it's kosher. Omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna now turned to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna and said this in the name of Rav. Rav Huna turned to Rav Yosef and said, Hoshmuel Omra, what you said in the name of Rav, Shmuel said it. Adrin Rav Yosef la'apei, Rav Yosef turned his face away, in so to speak, in dismay of against Rav Huna. V'omer Lein, Rav Yosef commented to Rav Huna and said, Otu mikwa minu l'chod, loy Omra Shmuel. All I did was said this in the name of Rav, and you're telling me Shmuel said it. I didn't say Shmuel didn't say it. Omra Rav, v'omer Shmuel. It could be Rav said it and Shmuel said it. What are you coming to add? What are you coming to argue with me? Like, did I say something wrong? If I said something wrong, then I can understand that you're commenting. But what did I say different to you? Omale Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, you misunderstood me. What I meant to say was, the Shmuel Omra, it was only Shmuel who holds of what you said in the name of Rav, that you have to move that schach that was initially schach posel and is now schach kosher, that you have to move it in order to be able to use the sukkah. V'loy Rav. But Rav disagrees with what you said. What you said in the name of Rav, Rav said the opposite. The Rav achshurei machshir. Rav holds that just virtue of cutting this branch away from its source, from the ground, that in itself is enough, and is considered, the cutting itself is considered as the end of the putting of the schach, and therefore it's kosher. Kihadar of Amram Chasida, similar to what we saw in the name of Rav Amram Chasida, and we know there's a halacha that sukkah has to be made. It says chaga sukkah is taselecho, you have to make a sukkah. And then it also says, Gedilim taselecho, you have to make tzitzis. How do you make tzitzis? By knotting strings onto the corners of a four-cornered garment. So we assume them to be the same. What's going to be if you knotted up the strings when it was posel, we'll soon see what that means, and then you made it kosher by cutting it. Is that okay or not? It would seem to be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, as we just saw now. What did Rav Amram Chasida say? That Rav Amram Chasida was Rama Tchilta. He put the Tcheles, which is one of the threads of the Tzitzis, Le Parzuma de Anshe Beisa, onto the cloak of the women of his household, his wife's cloak. Because Rav Amram Chasida held that the night is also a time for wearing Tzitzis, and therefore Tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma. It's not limited by time, and therefore women are also chayiv. Tol'on, and at one point he put the strings onto the garment, v'lei posak roshei chutin shelehem. Then instead of putting four strings doubled over through the hole, he had one long string that was just like going backwards and forwards, and he pulled them through the hole at the corner of the garment, but it was still a single thread. It was not four separate threads. And then he'd knotted it all up, and now he came to ask the question, can I just cut the edges, making it four strings or not? So also the Kamedur of Chia Bar Ashi came before Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Omar Lein said to him, and Rav Chia Bar Ashi said, Hocha Omar Rav, that Rav said, Mafsikon, just cut them, ven ksherim, and it's kosher. Alma we see, Psikoson, just cutting the threads, Zuhi Asiyoson, that's considered making the tzitzis. Hocha Nami Sotu regarding Sukkah will assume, Ktsisoson, Zuhi Asiyoson, that cutting the attached schach from the ground, that's called making the sukkah, making the schach, and it's kosher. So you see clearly, not like Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav, you see clearly that Rav holds that cutting is considered an asiyah, is considered an act of doing the sukkah, and therefore there's no issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, and therefore you do not need to be mana'anea. And who says you need to be mana'anea? You need to move around the posel schach in order for it to be kosher, is Shmuel. Asks the Gemara of a Sovar Shmuel, Lo yomrin on psikoson zui asiyoson, based on what we said before, that according to Shmuel, you need to be menanea, you need to move the schach, which means virtue of cutting them doesn't suffice. If so, when it comes to the tzitzis, if you just cut the edge of the threads, now making it after you've done the tzitzis, after you've knotted the tzitzis, you're now making it kosher. It should be possible according to Shmuel. V'hatani Shmuel mishum Reb Chiya. Did Shmuel not teach in the name of Reb Chiya? Hitil lishnei kronos b'vas achas. If you thread it through two corners at once, v'charkach posak, and only after you've knotted them up, you cut the strings in the middle. Posak roshei chutim shalem, you cut to the edges of the strings, now separating them. Ksheirin, it's kosher. Even though in the state when it's all joined, it's not, you cannot, it's posel. Nonetheless, Shmuel said, just cut it and it's kosher. So you see that according to Shmuel, it's enough if you cut. My love, can we not assume that this incident where Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Chiya that cutting is enough is shekosher v'achar kach poisuk, that he first tied the tzitzis together, knotted them all up, and then cut it? And then it would be a question against what we said in the name of Shmuel here, that once you've placed the schach, cutting it is not enough. Says the Gemara, no. Shepoisuk v'achar kach kosher. We're talking about where he's true that he threaded the strings through the hole. He didn't yet knot them. Making tzitzis means knotting the tzitzis. As long as you cut it before you knot the tzitzis, it's okay. Because then when you made the tzitzis, when you knotted them, it was kosher. And therefore, it's not comparable to putting schach that was mechubra lekarka onto the sukkah and then cutting it. Poisuk v'achar kach kosher. If so, if it's talking about that he cut the strings and then he knotted them, what's the chiddush? We take that for granted. What are you trying to teach us? If Shmuel would have taught in the name of Rabbi Chiya that even if you cut it after you've knotted them, it's kosher, I can understand he's telling us an element of chiddush, that there's no taseh v'lo min ha'osui. But Shmuel doesn't hold that way. He says, you have to cut it before you knot it. So what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the chiddush. I may have thought that be'inon knaf b'shas psil, because the pasuk says, mentions konof psil techeles. Whilst you're actually threading the strings through the corners, it already has to be knaf, it has to be a separate corner, it cannot be two corners with the strings of the two corners attached to each other. Veleka, in this case, where you threaded the two strings corners, the strings were attached to each other, I may have thought it's pasul, komash malon, that's what Shmuel is coming to tell us, that there's no problem. The actual threading of the strings through the corners, that doesn't need to be that it's done in a state where it's just one corner at a time in that's later going to be a condition for kashrus. No, as long as you cut the strings and separate the corners before you knot them, it's kosher. Kamash malon, that's what Shmuel is coming to teach us. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, tol on v'loi posak roshei chutim shalom. We learnt in a braisa that if you hang the tzitzis onto the corners of a four-cornered garment, is one long thread that's just been intertwined, but it's not four separate threads. Psulin, it's possible. What does that mean? My love, can we not assume psulim la'olam, that it's always going to be possible, even if you cut them after you knotted them? So, and that would be a question on Rav. Rav said before, cutting them even after you knot them is okay. Shmuel is the one that says you have to cut them before you knot them. So over here it says posel, which means according to Shmuel, once you've knotted them, it's too late for eternity, they're posel. So it's a proof from the Braisa to Shmuel. And it's a question against Rav. Utiyuf to the Rav. Answers the Gemara Omalacha Rav, Mar psulim, psulim at yisuku. What Rav says, what the Braisa means, is that they remain posel until you cut them. Once you cut them, they're no longer posel. Shmuel Omar, psulin ma'ilam. However, as we saw before, Shmuel holds that after you've knotted the tzitzis, that's it. Even if you cut them afterwards, it's posel. Chein Omar Levi, psulim la'ilam. Levi also says the same. The Chein Omar Rav Masna Omar Shmuel. Rav Masna also said in the name of Shmuel, as we saw before from Shmuel, that psulim la'ilam, they stay posel. You cannot cut them after you've knotted them. Ikud Amra, another version, Omer of Masna, because now we just saw in the name of Rav Masna that Shmuel says, psulim la'olam, you cannot cut the strings and separate them after they've been knotted. Another version, Omer of Masna, but didiyavu uvda, there was an incident with me, v'asoy lekamedim ar Shmuel, and I came before Shmuel, v'omer li, and he told me, psulim la'olam, he says, you've already knotted them up, and now you remember that you haven't cut the strings and separated them, it's going to be possible forever, it doesn't help to sever the strings now. Continues the Gemara, another question against Rav, Meisvei, tol on v'achar kach posak roshei chutin. If you first put the strings in through the garment, of the four-cornered garment, and you knotted them up, and only afterwards, posak, you severed roshei chutim, the ends of the string, that means when you threaded them through, it was just one long string. Roshei chutim shalem, psulim, it's posel. And this seems to be a question according to Rav. Rav says, why is it posel? Just cut them now. They're posel till you cut them. Just cut them. Cut the edges of the strings. It's kosher. Another question, v'oid, tanya gabasukah. We learned by sukkah, the pasuk says, Chag ha-sukkah is ta'aseh lecha. You have to make a sukkah. What do we learn from there? A famous halacha, ta'aseh v'loy min ha'osui, that when the sukkah is kosher, it has to be made in its state of kashrus. It cannot become min ha'osui. It cannot happen on its own. It has to be made kosher. It cannot happen. You can't do something on the side and then automatically the consequence will be that the original sukkah now becomes kosher. That's not called making a sukkah, and therefore it would be possible. What do we learn from there? Mikan omru, says the Braisa. We learn from there that hidlo aleos agefen mesadlas resakisum, as we saw in our Mishnah, if you were to put on top of the sukkah the branches of a grapevine, of squash, of ivy, v'sikich al gabon, and you put schach on top of them, psula, it's possible. When is it possible? Heichadomi, when is it possible? Im leime b'shalei katzutzon, are you going to say it's possible when you didn't sever them from their roots? My irim mishum ta'asev leime na'osui. Then why are you learning that from ta'asev leime na'osui? Typically, the mechuborim ninu. Say that that the reason it's possible is because it's mechubor. Mechubor lekarka is a psul in and of its own right. I don't need ta'asev leime na'osui. Elo b'shekotutzon. It must be the Braisa is talking about that after I put this schach onto the sukkah, I cut away the branches. It's no longer attached to the ground. Uktani psula, and the Braisa says it's possible because ta'asev leime na'osui. When you made the sukkah, when you put the schach on top of the sukkah, it was possible. Now all you did was cut away the branch from its source. That's called osui. Now the sukkah just on its own became kosher. That's not kosher. Ushma minos. What do we see from this braisa? Deloyam rinon ktitzoson zuyasiyoson. So you learn from this braisa, it's almost explicit. Ta'aseh v'lo min osui says that once you cut it, it doesn't help. It's because it became kosher. You didn't make it kosher. And so you see clearly that cutting it is not called making it. Utiyuv to the Rav. And it's a refutation against Rav, who says that if you cut it after you put the schach there, it's kosher. So Rav answered regarding the second question, that the Braisa that says that there's an issue of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'osui, even when you've cut it, is deshalfinu shlufei. That's only when you pulled away this branch from its roots. And delei min kara asiya d'day, you cannot tell that you actually cut it. You can't see the cut. It was just pulled away. If, however, you clearly cut the branch, that's a good enough and a noticeable enough act that it's called ta'aseh, it's called making the sukkah, and Rav says it's kosher. Mikol mokim, what about the first question that we asked against Rav from Tzitzis? We saw there, tolon v'acha kach posak, that it seems in that braisa that if you cut the strings after you knotted them, the braisa says psulim. Kashi l'Rav. That's still a question against Rav. According to Rav, just cut them. Answers the Gemara, Kashi. Indeed, it's a question, and it remains a question. Continues the Gemara, Lema Katanoi. Can we assume, as we're about to see, that this concept is cutting something down, considered an act of doing, that it's actually a machlokes tanoim? Till now it seemed it was a machlokes amiroim between Rav and Shmuel. We're going to see that it seems to be a machlokes tanoim. Because we saw there's a Mishnah we're going to learn later on in Daf Lamed Beis, that regarding the Hadassim, the three Hadassim that we tie together with the Lulav, if there are grapes, anovim, that are together with the leaves, that doesn't look nice and it's possible. If, however, you cut down the grapes, these berries or whatever they're called, then it's kosher. The question is, what happens if you tied the Lulav and the Hadassim together, and then on Yom Tov, you've now realized that these Hadassim, there's too many Anovim on the Hadassim. What are you supposed to do? So the halacha is, you're not allowed to, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to pull them off, because it's called fixing the Hadassim on Yom Tov. And you're not allowed to fix anything on Shabbos or Yom Tov. What happens if this person did take away these Anovim on Yom Tov? So there's a braisa that discusses that. Ovar, so this person who went against what the Chachomim said, that you're not allowed to pick these Anovim off on Yom Tov, and he did, and Velikton, and he pulled off these grapes on Yom Tov. Posel, Divirab, Shimon Bar Yotzodok, Shimon Bar Yotzodok says that it is Posel. The Chachomim Machshirim, the Chachomim say, you shouldn't have done it. You did it. It's kosher. Sovrua. So the Chachomim and the Beis HaMedrash assumed that the Kule Alma Lulav Tzorich Eged. Everybody agrees that a Lulav has to be tied with the Hadassim and the Aravos. And then we assume that when were they tied? You cannot make a knot on Yom Tov. It was tied before Yom Tov. V'yalfinon Lulav Misukkah. We learn Lulav from Sukkah. D'chsiv Gaba Sukkah Ta'aseh V'loy Min Osri. In the same way as that it says by Sukkah, Ta'aseh, you have to make a Sukkah. And we've learned from there, Ta'aseh V'loy Min Osri, you have to make it and not that it happened on its own. And so too, Lulav, we also say the same, that it's got to be Ta'aseh V'loy Min Ha'osri. And then if so, my love, B'ha'ka Miflegi. So this is what we're arguing about. Manda Omar Mach, the Manda Machshir, the one according to the Chachomim who say that one, if you pick off these grapes, these berries from the Adasim on Yom Tov, it's kosher. Sovar Omrinon Gabasukah, Ktisoson, Zuyaseyoson. They say that over here, that it's true that when I tied the lulav, that's the asiya, the doing of the lulav, is the tying it. So it's true that when I tied it, then it was possible because there were too many anovim. But pulling off the anovim is similar to severing the schach. And ktitzoson zuyasiyoson, that in itself is considered an act of doing, and therefore it's kosher. So we assume that this opinion will hold, the same with the schach. Just cut it down, like Rav said, and that's enough. It's as ktitzoson, cutting it is called doing it. V'gabelulav nami omrino likitosom zuyasiyoson, and lulav also, removing these berries, these grapes, is considered doing, making it. Umanda posel, however, according to Shimon Bar Yotzadok, who says that it's posel, Sova, he says, Lo yomrinon gabesuka ktitzoson zuyasiyoson. He says, like we saw from Shmuel before, that you don't say that cutting is called doing, and therefore the gabelulav nami, so the same will be by lulav, Lo yomrinon likitoson zuyasiyoson. So he will not hold that picking these grapes is considered doing it, making it kosher. It's considered that it became kosher on its own. Because when you tied it, it was posel. Because of all these anovim. You've now removed the anovim, and now suddenly it's kosher. That's called osui, it's not called taseh. And therefore it's posel. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Can we assume the machlokas of Shimon Bar Yotzadok and the Chachomim is actually that machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, and we're not so comfortable having a machlokas amiroim that's actually a machlokas tanoim? Says the Gemara, loy. No. The kuli alma, it could be everybody agrees, loyom rinon gabesuka ktitoson zuyasiyoson. Even if everybody were to follow what Shmuel said before, that means both of these Tanoim could be following Shmuel. That by Sukkah, Ktitzoson is not Asiyoson. And we say that cutting is not called doing. However, by Sukkah, by Lulav, sorry, is different. V'hocha, b'melef Lulav misukkah k'miflegi. The whole discussion is, can we learn or do we learn Lulav from Sukkah? Man de machshir, according to the Chachomim, who say that it's kosher, if you pull off these anovim from the hadasim, they say lo yalfinon lulav misukkah. We don't learn lulav from sukkah. It's true that by sukkah there's a halacha of taseh v'loy mina osui. By lulav there's no din of taseh v'loy mina osui. You don't have to do it. It's enough if it just happens. So if when you did it, when you did the eged, indeed it was posel, and later it just became kosher because you pulled off those anovim, it's okay. It's kosher. Umanda posel, however, the opinion that says that it's Apostle, Reb Shimon Bar Yotzadok, he's going to say, Sova Yolfinon Lulav Misukkah, he's going to learn from a binyanav Lulav from Sukkah. And the same way as Sukkah, there's Ta'aseh V'loy Min Ha'asui, so too Lulav is Ta'aseh V'loy Min Ha'asui, and therefore it's possible. V'iboy say it could be, Is Svirulon de Lulav Tzorich Eged. It could be that if you say that indeed lulav needs to be tied, which means there is a concept of asiyah, of doing, in preparation of the lulav, then kuli alma lepligi, everyone will agree, deyalfinon lulav misukkah. We do learn that lulav from sukkah, and there is an issue of taseh v'loy min ha'asui. And therefore, pulling off the berries, it will be possible according to everybody. And what we're arguing about here, v'hocha b'hocha miflegi, that means they're not arguing whether we say taseh v'loy min ha'asui. They're arguing whether is there a concept of asiyah at all. Before we said that everybody agrees there's asiyah. It's called the igud, the tying of the three minim, the lulav, the hadasim and the aravos. The question is that now that you have to do something, is there a problem of taseh v'loy min ha'asui? Now we're saying no. Everybody would say there is. The question is there any requirement of tase at all? Marasova tzorich eged, the opinion that says that it's possible, that holds according to Reb Shimber Yitzadok, who says it's possible, then he says that there's an asiya luluv tzorich eged. Or Marasova the Chachomim who say it's kosher, they say ain't tzorich eged. They say you don't need to tie them at all. So there's no concept of asiya. If there's no concept of asiya, there's no concept of tase v'lei minasi. Continues the Gemara, but plukta dehani tanoi, this machlekas that we just suggested now, according to one explanation, that they're arguing, the Chachomim and Reb Shimon bar Yitzadok are arguing whether there's a requirement to tie the lulav with the hadasim and aravos or not, is a machlekas tanoim. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, lulav bein ogud bein she'ene ogud kosher. The Tanakama say you can shake lulav irrespective of whether it's tied with the hadasim and the aravos or not. Reb Yehuda says, Ogud, if it's the lulav is tied with adasim and naravus, kosher, then it's kosher. She'ene ogud, if it's not tied with adasim and naravus, posel, then it's posel. So you see there is such a machlekas tanoim, so that might be the machlekas tanoim between the Chachomim and Reb Shimon bar Yitzadok. Asks the Gemara, my Talmud Reb Yehuda, what would be the source for Reb Yehuda who says that lulav tzorich eged, you have to tie the lulav with adasim and naravus? So the Gemara says, Yalif lekicho lekicho, it's gzera shova, we learn me'agudas ezoiv, from the grass that's being tied, as we saw in the Psukim. The Pasuk says when they went out of Mitzrayim, then they would dip the ezoiv, this grass, this hyssop grass, into the blood and put it onto the doorposts of their homes. Ulakachtem agudas ezoiv, they will take a bundle of this grass, utvaltem badom, and dip it into the blood, asher basaf, v'igatem elamashkeif al shnei mezuzos min adom asher basaf, v'atem lo yiseitzu ish mipesach beisoi ad boike. There it says explicitly, agudas ezoiv, it was a bundle of these grasses, of this hyssop grass, the ezoiv. So in the same way as it says there, ulakachtem, and it also says by taking the lulav, Uchsiv hocha ulekachtem lochem bayoyim orishoin priet hodor kapis tamorim vanafitz ovois arvinachal usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekeichem shivas yomim. Mal alon, in the same way as by the taking the grass for the blood of by the korban pesach in Mitzrayim, ba'agudo, it was an agudas ezoiv, it was a bundle. Afkan so to by lulav ulekachtem is nami ba'aguda, is also with a bundle. You have to bundle the lulav together with adasim and the aravos. The Rabbonon who say that lulav is kosher even if it's not bundled together, lekicha milekicha lo yalfinon, they don't hold of this gzeira shava. You don't learn from the blood of Mitzrayim to the arba minim. Continues the Gemara. Kaman oz lehodo tanya, who's the following brisa following? Lulav mitzvah le'ogdoi. There's a mitzvah, it's preferable that indeed you should tie them. Ve'im lo yogdoi kosher. But if you didn't tie them, it's still kosher. Ik Reb Yehuda, kile ogda mai kosher. If it would be following Reb Yehuda says that it's not just preferable to be tied, it's essential that it should be tied, and if it's not tied, it's not kosher. I Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, am I mitzvah? Why is it preferable to tie them? They said, the Chachomim said, bein ogud bein she'ene ogud kosher. It's kosher irrespective of whether it was tied. So what's the mitzvah to tie it? Says the Gemara, lo'ilom Rabbonon. This price is following the Rabbonon who say that you should tie it. It's not essential. Lo'ilam Rabbonon hi. And that's why if you didn't do it, it's still kosher. Where would this mitzvah come from? Or mishum shenemar, it's not coming from agudas ezoiv. It's coming from apostle shenemar zekeli vanveyu. You have to beautify a mitzvah. This is Hashem's mitzvahs. So you have to do them with maximum beauty. Hisno elefon of the mitzvahs. You should beautify the mitzvahs before Hashem. And when taking a lulav, when bundled together with adasim and the aravos, that's the most beautiful way of taking the lulav. And therefore the Chachomim say, mitzvah, you should do this mitzvah and tie the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, till now we're discussing mechubar lekarka. But we saw there's another two conditions besides the fact that the schach mustn't be attached to the ground whilst being schach. There's another two conditions for kosher schach. Number one, it has to be something which is not susceptible to become tomei. Number two, it has to be something that originally was something that grew from the ground. Zeh klal kol dovo shemekabel tuma v'chulei. Asks the Gemara, Minoah Namili, what would be the source for these two conditions? Where do we see in by sukkah that we have the conditions we have such a halacha. Omer Shlokish suggests Omakra from the following posuk. The posuk says in Parshas Bereishis, the aid, which is a cloud or some mist, Yalem in the Oretz, rose up from the ground, from the earth, the Hishka, and it poured rain, Al Kolpne Adoma, onto the surface of the land. So we see there that a cloud was Yalem in the Oretz, went up from the ground. Ma aid, in the same way as this cloud, Dova She'ene Mekabel Tuma. The cloud itself is not Mekabel Tuma. What's Mekabel Tuma? Utensils, foods, drinks, people. Clouds are not Mekabel Tuma. V'gidulei min ha'aretz, and this cloud is considered that it grew from the ground, because it says v'eid yale min ha'aretz, af sukkah, so to sukkah, which the whole concept of sukkahs is a concept of clouds, because we see in the psukim we have to remember that Hashem, when He took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us out surrounded by clouds. So it must be dovah she'ein mekabel tuma v'gidulei min ha'aretz, that so too, whatever makes the sukkah kosher, the schach, has to be something which comes from the ground and is not able to become tummy. Says the Gemara, that's all according to the opinion who says that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He took us out with, in sukkos, and the sukkos that He took us out with is referring to the sukkos of the clouds, that we were in a hut, so to speak, encircled by the clouds. According to the opinion that says that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, there were actual huts that protected us from the sun, from the heat. Those huts, who told us that those huts were made with something that was not Mekabel Tuma? Maybe those huts were covered with clothes, with utensils, with hides of animals, which are not Gidulim in Akarka. They don't grow from the ground. Who told you? D'tanya, we actually saw in Ebraisa these two opinions, that the Pasuk says, L'man yedu d'yroseichem ki basuka yiseishavti es b'nei Yisrael, b'hoitzi yoysa meretz v'tzayim ani Hashem alekeichem. We sit in the sukkah in order to remember that Hashem took us out with sukkos. And we see there that the first opinion says, Anani kovatoyu, these sukkos, they were the clouds of Hashem. Divi Reb Eliezer, but that's only the opinion of Reb Eliezer. Reb Akiva argues and says, Sukkos mamash asulahem. Hashem made them actual sukkos. So Honichal Reb Eliezer, contra Reb Eliezer, who says that our sukkos represent the clouds of then we can understand that we learn from there that the sukkah has to be something which comes from the ground and cannot become tummy. Elul Reb Akiva, contra Reb Akiva, who says that sukkah is real sukkah, is not clouds. Ma'ikel Meimar, what would be your source that sukkah has to be something which is gedulim min ha'aretz and einu mekabel tuma? Answers the Gemara, Ki Osar Vdimi Omer Beichon, and Beichon brought another source, not V'eid Yalim in the Oretz that we saw before, that Rish Lakish says, Rish Lakish found another source. Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha. Do for yourself the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Makish Sukkah Lechagiga, we already saw this concept on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Chag HaSukkos, we compare the concept of Chag, which is the Korban Chagiga, to the concept of Sukkos. Ma Chagiga, in the same way as the Korban Chagiga, at least whilst it's alive, is a Dovah She'ene Mekabel Tuma. It's not something that can become Tommy. Animals can't become Tommy. V'gidule min ha'aretz, and they sustained, they get their nourishment from eating off the ground. Af Sukkah, so to Sukkah, is Dovah She'ene, because Chag HaSukkos. Sukkos is talking about the schach of the sukkah, is dovah she'ene mekabel tuma. It's similar to the animal chagiga that cannot become tomei. V'gidulei min ha'aretz, it's similar to the animal chagiga that it nourishes from the ground, which means it's something that only something that grew from the ground is kosher for schach. Asks the Gemara against what Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're learning that the schach of the sukkah has to be similar to chagiga, maybe we learn from there any balei chaim. And there's a big discussion in the Achronim what the Gemara means to ask here. Does the Gemara mean to ask that only balei chaim, maybe from you learn from chagiga, that you have to use schach only animals and not things that actually grew from the ground? Or some Achreinim say that Balei Chaim means anything of Balei Chaim, even the hides, the skins of Balei Chaim would also be kosher, and we know that not to be true. Af Sukkah Nami Balichaim, if that's what the Gemara is asking, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe we would learn from Chag HaSukkos that Balichaim have to be used or can be used for Schach. Ki Asa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so this is another source, a third source for the klal, for the rule mentioned in the Mishnah, again in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Before it was of Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now it's Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. They both of Dimi and Ravin, they were in Eretz Yisrael, which is where Rabbi Yochanan lived. They came to Bavel, that's Kiosa, when they came. So when Ravin came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn now from a third source, from a Pasuk, Omar Kro. It says in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkos ta'aseh lecha shivas yomim, you should make yourself the Yontiv of Sukkos for 7 days, ba'osbecha, with your gathering, when you gather, migornecha, from the threshing floor, umiyikvecha, and from the wine vat. What do we learn from there? Bipsoiles, it's what the leftovers of the Geiren v'yekev, of the threshing floor and the wine vat, what's left over? The pseiles, the leftover, the chaff and the stalks, and those things, they're not makabel tuma, because they can't be used for anything, they're not food in any way, and they grew from the ground. So you see from there that the Chag HaSukkos ta'aseh lecha shivas yomim has to be from pseiles, Geiren v'yekev, hakosav medaber. Asks the Gemara that if you learn it from Ba'osbecha, Migornecha, Mi'ikvecha, who says it's from the Psoiles? Who says it's from what's left over, from what's gathered after you've made the wine and after you've threshed the produce, the grains, and what's left? That's the Psoiles. Maybe Ve'ema, Geirin Atzmoy, Ve'yekev Atzmoy. Maybe what it means is that you can actually use the straw itself, which is Makabel Tumah, or the grapes themselves, which is Makabel Tumah. Maybe you can use those items that were put into the threshing floor and into the wine vat. Who told you it's what's left after you've finished threshing it and after you've finished making the wine? And then, and if so, it's Makabel Tumah, it's Oichlin, it's Oichlin, it's food. Omer Abzera, Abzera says, because Yekev Ksiv, it speaks explicitly about the wine vat, Yekev Ksivkan, and the Yekev itself, what's in the Yekev? In the Yekev itself, in the wine vat, you've got wine. You can't make schach with wine. So it must be, it's not talking about the food part of the Yekev. It must be, it's what's left over after you've made the food. What's left over after you've made the food is not Makabel Tumah. It grew from the ground. That's the source that to the rules in the Mishnah. It says the Gemara, Om Reb Zeri, Yekev Ksivkan V'yefshel Esakich B'yim. Maskif lo Rav Yirmi. Rav Yirmi asked a question, how can you, Rav, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, say that the source that schach kosher has to be something that grew from the ground and is not Makabel Tumah is from this Pasuk? Ve'ema, maybe this Pasuk is telling us, Yayin Korosh, that you can use schach. What was your question? That it's migornecha mikvecha. Maybe it's not what's left over after you make the wine and after you thresh the grains. Maybe it's the grains itself. So we said, okay, the grains, maybe you could put the stalks on the schach, but what's with the wine? With the wine, you can't, that the wine in the wine vat, you can't use that for schach. So Rav Yirmiya says, no, I can tell you can use wine, not in its liquid form, in its solid form. Ve'eme yayin korosh, maybe the posuk means the congealed wine, habom ishnir, that comes from a place of snir, shehudoyme legule dveila, it's similar to round cakes of pressed figs, and maybe you can use schach, you'll know that it has to be something that grew from the ground, but it's makabel tumah. Who told you that something that's makabel tumah is not kosher for schach? Omer Abzeira. Abzeira says, Ha milsa hava beyadon. We always knew this posuk of Ba'osbecha migornecha miyukvecha to be the source for this halacha, that schach has to be from something that grew from the ground and is not makabel tumah. Va'osu Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya came, v'shoda bonarga, and he threw an axe at it. We always knew this to be true, and he asked us a good question when he said maybe the posuk is talking about the congealed wine. Maybe indeed you can use schach of something which is makabel tumah. Says Rav Ashi Omar, that from this pasuk you can actually see it's not talking about the food part of the wine vat, it's talking about what's left after you've made the wine. Because it says, Migornecha v'loy geirin atzmoy, Miikvecha v'loy yekev atzmoy. It's not because that Miikvecha and you can't use wine for schach, it must mean what's left over. No, it's from the word mi. That means it's after you've taken away the wine, what of what's left? What's left is the psoiles. And the psoiles, what's left over, is never mekabel tumah. Continues the Gemara, Rav Chisda Amar Mehocha, the fourth and final source for the rules in our Mishnah, is from here. The Pasuk says, in Nehemiah, Rashi calls it Me'ezra, but Ezra Nehemiah is the same. Rabbi Kivega discusses that here. What does it say in the Pasuk? V'asher yashmi'u v'yaviru koil b'chol oreim u'b'yushalayim leimir. Tzu'u ha'har, go out to the mountain, v'haviu and bring ale zayis, the leaves of the olive trees, v'ale eitz shemen, and the leaves of the tree from where we produce the oil, v'ale hadas, and the leaves of the hadasim, v'ale tmorim, and the leaves of the date trees, v'ale eitz ovis, and the leaves of the tree of the eitz ovis, which is also hadasim. So what do we see from here? That all the things that were mentioned, because the pasuk brings, that carries on, la'aseis sukkos kakosuv, in order to, with these things, to be able to use it for schach. And all the things mentioned here grew from the ground and are not mekabel tumah. So from this pasuk says of Chizda, you see the rules in our Mishnah, kosher schach is only something that grew from the ground and is not mekabel tumah. And by the way, that we've mentioned this pasuk, the Gemara asks, why does it say also ale hadas, the leaves of a hadas tree, and also ale eitz ovis is hadasim. When we look in the pasuk of the Arba Minim on Sukkos, it says eitz ovis, which is referring to the hadasim. It seems to be a double term. Hainu hadas, hainu eitz ovis. Omer of Chizda says, no, bring them both. Why? Because on Sukkos we need them both. But there's a difference between hadas and eitz ovis. Eitz ovis is when they are very beautifully arranged, that the leaves, that from every point, there's three leaves protruding. And that's kosher hadasim for arba minim. Regular hadas is not a kosher hadas. It's a hadasim tree, but not a kosher hadas. You can't use this stalk in your lulav because it's not mashulash. It's not got three leaves from every point. So the pasuk is saying, bring them both. Hadas shaita, the uneven hadas, le sukkah, that you'll use for the schach. Ve'etz ovois, and the nicely arranged and evenly arranged hadasim, that's called etz ovois, le lulav, you're going to use that for the lulav, not for the schach. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.